Christmas Valentine. Christmas Valentine is all I want this year. No fancy gifts or presents, just three words, my dear. I love you all wrapped up and sealed with a kiss. That's what I want for Christmas.
This is the voice of the 30s, the voice that cried out from the darkness and despair of the Depression, instilling new hope in a lost generation, a voice that made people laugh or cry, a sometimes boisterous, sometimes wistful voice, the voice that became a symbol of its decade. For this was the voice of the beloved Robert Anello, the prophet of hope.
Please, Mr. Mailman, be my Santa Claus this year. Bring me just a little card from one that I love dear.
Prophet of Hope, the Robert Anello story, a JAF production, based on a true story by Tony Fields, directed by Anthony Anello, narrated by James Pizzuto. Born Guido Giovanni Anello to poor Italian parents in the East Bronx, at an early age, he was asked to help support the family. Having exhibited talent in the field of music, young Guido got a job as the straight man in a comedy team, featuring that inimitable funny man, Salvatore Graziani. As the other half of the team, Guido rarely got to display his talent. His big break was to come one night, when his partner took sick. Undaunted, he knew the show must go on, and to the amazement of all, belted out his first hit tune.
The song begins. We have so much fun when the gang drops in. What will I tell them when the gang drops in? Where are you now? Where have you been? Bum ba 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 bum ba ba bum la da da dee da la da dee da dum.
I don't want him in the act either. I don't want him in. He's not gonna go in the act.
What will I tell them when the gang drops in? Where are you now? Where have you been? Boo.
That's all there is.
Overnight, he became a sensation. He dropped his partner and changed his name to Robert. From there on, it was all uphill. On his road to the top, Bob played some of the best theaters in the country. The Apollo, the Paramount, Carnegie Hall. His name was on every tongue from coast to coast. Here are excerpts from some of his most memorable and nostalgic moments.
It was midnight in June. There was a full moon. Stars were high in the sky. A setting for love with the ache from above. The breeze didn't even sigh, but into the air crept the note of despair, for you weren't there with me. What good is midnight in June, even with a full moon, stars high up in the blue? With all this from above,
I still need you, my love. So please hurry back to me. Ba 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 na da 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 da. Where is the love we knew? Where is the love that we shared? Don't tell me that we're through. Just when it seemed that you cared was only yesterday. I held you in my arms. Why did you have to stray? For someone else's charms. Bring back the love we knew. Bring back the love that we shared. Make all my dreams come true by telling me that you care. Oh, think that I once knew a life of bliss with you. But now that it's all gone, I just can't carry on.
Bob reluctantly retired to the Beckett studio, away from the noise of the crowds who worshipped him. Within 2 days, before he even finished recording, the advanced sales of his album were breaking all previous records. Millions of fans anxiously awaited its release. Finally, the album went on sale Monday, December 1st, 1939. This is that chaotic day where, at the largest of the Sam Goody outlets in New York, an army of fans waited in tremendous lines in the freezing cold to get a copy of the album and possibly the autograph of the demigod who was there promoting the sales.
We interrupt the Green Hornet to bring you the special news bulletin.
This is Scoop Tyler of WBAG broadcasting from Sam Goody's on 42nd Street, where the world's largest record outlet. At this moment, thousands and thousands of screaming fans are piled outside the store, forming lines around the corners of the block to purchase a copy of Bob Anello's new album, which is released today, or even Bob's autograph. Bob, who's promoting sales here now. Outside, Goody's is havoc. Goody's is due to open any minute now, and it's complete havoc and pandemonium. Wait, wait. There's Bob. My God, wait, there's Bob. Right outside here. Bob himself. We can see him for a moment. Hold it. Maybe we can get a few words with him. No. Sorry, folks. Sorry. There goes thousands of fans rushing to him, mobbing him. Ladies and gentlemen, it's panic. Complete havoc. The crowds are in an uproar. It's pandemonium. It's broken loose outside Sam Goody's. I think our audio equipment might be smashed at any moment. Police barricades have been set up to keep the crowd back, or maybe the headlights didn't get back on its feet. Thousands of fans are bumping into each other as I've just done. And Mayor LaGuardia has himself might show up any moment to shake hands with Bob. That's Mayor LaGuardia. His new flat. Up to you as a public servant. This is Tom Tyler signing off from Sam Goody's.
The album was a complete success, and I don't think anybody can tell you better than Bob himself.